show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis, and I'm by myself today because this is episode number 61, a devotional entitled Baptized in the Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we do a devotional typically on a fifth Monday, if that shows up on a month, because we do our show on the second and fourth Monday, and this is a fifth Monday, so that's why you're getting a devotional. But I also want to give you a heads up that in April, we are planning, Lord willing, to go to a weekly publication schedule. So that's the game plan. This is your first notice of that, and we'll let you know when we're officially there. But today we have a devotional. Let me start with Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our church recently enjoyed a baptism service where people of all ages confessed with their mouths what they believe in their hearts, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on a cross for their sin and was resurrected from the dead. The pastor baptized each new believer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, speaking the words, buried with Christ, raised to walk a new life. Baptism is a wondrous symbol and sacrament of the fact that we are new creations. Having died to sin and been raised to live a new life in Christ, being immersed in water represents being buried in a grave. As the new believer comes up out of the water, there is a sense of victory and reminder that Christ rose from the dead before us. As followers of Christ, we believe in a triune God, that He is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, a passage often referred to as the Great Commission, we are commanded to make disciples of all nations. This includes going into the world, sharing the good news of salvation, and baptizing those who would publicly proclaim their new faith in Christ. In this scripture, Jesus tells us to baptize His new followers in the name of all three persons of the Trinity. Have you thought about the significance that each person of the Godhead has with regard to baptism and our salvation? Leading up to the moment of our salvation, the Father called you, the Son died for you, and the Spirit convicted you. Now that you have been saved from sin, the Father calls you His child, the Son calls you His brother or sister, and the Spirit calls you His temple. Is that not a beautiful picture? Join me in prayer. Thank you, Father, for calling me and bringing me into your family. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing your life, dying for my sin, and accepting me as your brother or sister. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for convicting my heart so that I would accept the wonderful gift of salvation that was so graciously offered to me. May I be a temple that is pleasing for your holy presence. And may I love you, Lord, with all my heart, soul, mind, and body. I'm walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime. See you next time.